I wanted to talk to you not just because you got put on the 40-man this year, but because there seems to be a story around you that all of a sudden people are noticing you more, that this year kind of propelled you into a place where people hadn't been thinking about you in the past. Is that the way you see it, or am I like totally wrong on this?
I feel like ever since I came into the Blue Jays, I was kind of always living under the radar, and that's I've always been good with that. I really enjoy it, and I just try to work hard. And but yeah, like last year, I struggled in the beginning of the year, and then I went to Lansing and made a couple adjustments, and I think maybe that's where I kind of made my name a little bit, and people started noticing.
What are the changes that you made when you got there?
Just mechanical stuff. I went through a lot of changes in 15 when I was hurt, just to be able to stay healthy and stay on the field. And I figured out that it was kind of. I was showing the ball a little bit too early, and the hitters were just seeing real wall off me. So I went to Lansing. I was working with the pitching coach, who's our pitching coordinator now, Jeff Ware, and he saw me in Vancouver. He coached me in Vancouver, and we just kind of went back to the basics, my old delivery, and my arm felt really good, and then I ended up putting together a pretty good season.
It's good to have a big leaguer there for you, and Jeff Ware, who can see stuff and figure things out with you.
Yeah, he's really good about, like, he's not one of those coaches that's like, all right, you need to do this. We really bounced ideas off each other. We always were watching film. He'd give me ideas. I would give him ideas. He'd be like, all right, try it. And then we just figure out what worked. And then I had a couple outings where I did well, and then the confidence just started building. And then when you pitch with confidence, it's a whole different story, you know what I mean? So I didn't have much confidence when I was in Dunedin, and then once I got to Lansing and started figuring out a little bit, just kind of the ball started rolling for me.
And that's the way it has to happen for some people, right? You need to get up there, get knocked around, come down a little bit, and figure things out.
Yeah, it was definitely brought me back down to earth. You know what I mean? I was really excited about being in Dunedin, and once I figured out, I was like, okay, this is real. You know what I mean? I never really struggled in pro ball, and that was my first adversity. And I tried to just go right back at it, try to push back, and try to just keep doing the same old things, working hard and stuff that I can control. And then it ended up working out for me at the end of the season.
And as far as, you know, having a good year in low A ball in the Midwest League to being here with these guys, some of whom are going to play in Triple A this year, some of whom are going to play in the major leagues this year, I mean, what kind of experience is this?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. Toronto, I came here when I got drafted for a little bit, but I never really got to see the city, never really got to, like, hang out here. It's been an unbelievable experience getting to know a lot of the older guys that you could talk to a little bit in spring training, but you never really get to know, and just building those relationships. And now that I'm going to big league spring training, just be comfortable with these guys, you know what I mean? Because it's when we're in big league spring training, we're just kind of walking around, you know what I mean, not trying to talk too much, but getting close with, like, Will and stuff, Will Browning and, like, Green and, like, Birdie, all those guys. So it's going to be make it a little bit more comfortable. And being here, it's just whenever I make my debut, it's just going to make it a lot more comfortable because I've been here before.
But this also gives you the taste, right? You're in a big league clubhouse and a big league ballpark, and how much is that a carrot for you?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. Like, this is probably the best experience for me because it makes you want to work that much harder just to get here, just to have the taste of it a little bit. Even though nobody's here watching, it's still, when I walk out there and I'm always looking around just in awe of, like, how cool this place must be when there's 50,000 people, and I'm excited when there's zero people in there, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's been an unbelievable experience. This camp has been great, and I'm really blessed that they gave me the opportunity to come here and be a part of it.
Is there anyone that you're looking forward to maybe seeking out at big league camp? I mean, not necessarily coaches, but some of the big leaguers, anyone in particular that's on your radar? Hey, I want to talk to this guy, or hey, I'm like this guy and maybe I can pick his brain.
Well, I've had some relationships with, like, Marcus Stroman, Sanchez, and I rehabbed with when Jay Happ hurt when he got hit in the head, and I feel like I'm comfortable enough to, like, have a conversation with them. And but yeah, I'm just gonna be trying to watch and see what they do, and really just try to take in as much as I can and bring it into the minor league camp so I can just build up and hopefully make a debut sometime in the next couple of years. So, yeah.
Do you have a timetable for yourself in your head? I mean, because that's kind of tough, right? It's almost completely out of your control.
Yeah, it's completely out of my control. But, like, for me, obviously, the next couple of years would be great. But if it takes me 2 years or 5 years and I could have a good career, I really don't care as long as I'm there. You know what I mean?